It was Oma opened the score with a Scott Elliott penalty at 3-0. But then they come back with a try by fullback Mark Glover, converted by Gribben. That was 7-3. That's when the first of the yellow cards came for Oma. But Elliott came back and 7-6 with his second penalty. And then despite Harlequins having quite a bit of play, Oma, as they've done so often, came back just before half-time and their fullback Ali Beckett got over, converted by Elliott. So 13-7 at half-time, and I'm sure the Mellon Park men were feeling a bit confident in that one. But Oma, Harlequins in the second half got going. Beckett was sin-binned, and then Rory Harrison went over from a line-out. And that he rolled over from that line-out. But then during that yellow card, the two tries, the first one by the replacement winger James McConnell, the second one by the centre Gribben, both converted by Gribben. That took really the game away from Oma to 26-13. But as I say, back they came and got a very, very good score when Eccles went over in the corner. Elliott converted 26-20. All it needed was really another converted try. You may have heard me saying to the Oma coach, did you ever see a more bizarre finish? And what actually happened, Chris, was that it was about the halfway line. The referee must have said to the right half, the last kick of the game. So he kicked the ball up in the air, but he never got near touch. It bounced and went forward, and two Oma players and their fullback all died for the ball. But unfortunately, it evaded the Oma guys, and it could have been a really bizarre finish. But nevertheless, you have to say congratulations to Harlequins. They remain in Division 2B. And from Oma's point of view, as you heard, they'll have a lot of work to do next year. But I suppose the one thing that we know is, and we talked about there in the interview, was at least have a local derby next year between Oma and City Derry, which should be very interesting. But all in all, Chris, a very enjoyable season. I mean, I really enjoyed watching the Oma team, the way they've progressed. And certainly they did themselves proud today. 26-20 is a very, very good performance against a team of players, as we've said before, who have played at a lot higher level than most of their players. So final score from Derrymore Park and the promotion 2B-2C playoff, it was Harlequins 26, Oma 20. So congratulations to Harlequins on their performance today.